Hachette Audio presents The Others, written by Sarah Blau, read by Deirdre Whelan.
Chapter 1. By the time that phone call from the police came, I was ready. A gentle male voice asked if he could pop by for a quick questioning. That masculine energy threw me off for a moment. Rehearsing the scenario over and over, I had always imagined a woman, the kind with a gravelly, matter-of-fact voice. I always imagined her a bit tired, maybe after a long shift, most likely a mother. They always are. And she would always react the same way, downright rattled by the gruesome murder. Gruesome and ritualistic, God, the horror! Before pulling herself together and remembering why she had called me in the first place. Age, she'd ask while typing. Married? Kids? And I'd reply to the two last questions with the usual no, but this time with relief sweeping through my body. No, ma'am. No kids. According to the police report, Dina was murdered at 1 a.m. The papers said it happened in the dead of night and catalogued all the grisly details. But the police report was worse, trust me. The papers also said the victim was a professor of gender studies, and the murder was described as having unique characteristics, by which they probably meant the fact that she was found hog-tied to a chair in her living room, the word mother carved into her forehead, and her dead hands clutching a baby doll. What they didn't mention was that it was one of those reborn dolls you see on British TV shows featuring people with peculiarities who treat their dolls like real babies. These are usually after-hours shows, broadcast in the dead of night, viewed by people like me, with a curiosity tinged with horror. I'm not going to become one of those people, right? I wouldn't rock a doll in a cradle and tell my guests, shh, he's having trouble sleeping, right? The doll found at the murder scene had a round face, puckered red lips and clear blue eyes with lifelike lashes. What was mentioned was the struggle to pry the doll from the victim's hands. At first they thought it was rigor mortis, but then discovered the baby was glued to her. One sentimental journalist waxed poetic about how she looked like a mother clinging to her infant, refusing to let go. Despite my best efforts, I couldn't imagine Dina clinging to anything, let alone an infant. No, it had to have been glued to her. I guess Dina would have been pleased to know that her list of accomplishments extended over quite a few sentences. They cited the PhD she had obtained at such a young age.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?